at this. So welcome to April 27th. And today we're going to talk about Panda data frames. But before I begin, if you could do me a favor, we're going to see everybody's on here. Everybody should have or should create a GitHub account and send me the username for GitHub, because I'm trying to create access to a Jupyter hub. So we've been using Jupyter Labs and Jupyter Notebooks. So now they have something called Jupyter Hub, which Unidata has set up, and that way we could try this out. Maybe Sean could, or someone, to do the thing. Yeah. So just stick it in your chat if you have your GitHub username, and it's a repository, so we put code in. But they use the authentication from GitHub to authenticate users on the Jupyter hub. So if you could send me that, and maybe next time we can try that out in terms of seeing if we can get Jupyter hub to work. Any questions?
It looks like I do have an account, so I'll send you stuff here in 1 second.
Yeah, this is different than the SourceForge. So this is, I have my Copass repository on GitHub. So it's where you put repositories for the different data frames. So, anybody want to summarize on Friday what we talked about when we talked about the Panda data frames? Who wants to volunteer? Shanko, you want to try, or Greg?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Greg, you want to go ahead? Okay, I'll just start.
Greg wasn't here last time, I don't think.
Oh.
Right, Greg was not here last time.
I bet Shanko, I can't remember who was here on Friday.
Yeah, we studied about files, data files, how to input a particular data file into your program, how to read the contents of a file, how to write a file, and how to read the transpose of the contents of a file, how to read the first three lines, last three lines. So basically reading an input file and how to write an output.
Using Panda data frames, what type of files were you reading?
.csv.
Yeah, so comma separated files.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, today more file import with Panda data frames. And we want to talk about how you do statistical analysis of tabular data. Set up individual or select individual values from the data frame. So they have to have these terms called pandas data frame or something. It's basically an array of data, is the way I think of it, when you got columns and rows. You can select then entire column or entire row from the data frame. I guess the data frames are two-dimensional. That's why the word frame is in there. Subset the rows and columns, and then do some operations on the data frames. Data frames are collections of series So pandas represents a table. And then the series is the data structure is used to represent a column. So you got a table and then you have columns of that table. If you didn't know, pandas is built on NumPy. So if, probably Sean and others have used NumPy library. So it's a different library. But NumPy is very good at working with arrays also. So a lot of the NumPy arrays applies to Panda series and data frames. So pandas is better or attractive or useful to interact with individual records of the table. Easy handles missing value columns and you can do operations between the data frames. So usually have I and J to represent the array index of the data frames. Okay, so let's go back and see if we can start a Jupyter notebook. And I should type this. Everybody open up their Jupyter notebook. Data equals. So last time we did a read CSV. Data is the directory where we should have that. So you should have that data file. Now we'll open up a different file. So we want to look at a particular location within the data. So this is going to read the data, and I got an error. Why did I get an error?
It should be GDP, not GPD, the name of the file.
Name of the file. I keep spelling it wrong. Hey, there we go. So have your file name right. And we'll look at some data in the individual record. So let me know. Everybody send me the GitHub usernames. That's good. And see if you can do that and read that data in. How about you? Can you give me a thumbs up when you got that working? You go to the participant pad, you can do a thumbs up like that. I gave me a thumbs up. There we go, we got one thumb up. So it determines a numerical index. And it's kind of similar to the string that we had before when we selected a particular string value, but this is two-dimensional because you have 0, 0. And if someone has trouble, turn on your mic and tell me what the problem is or chat to me.
I got an error.
And what error did you get?
Lots of different kinds of errors. File not found.
Probably the found. Are you in the data directory where you see data here?
Yes.
Did you misspell like I did? And do data slash.
That looks right.
Are you in the data directory or are you just outside of the data? Because if you're in the data directory,
no, I was actually doing this. I'm in the data directory.
Yeah, so you don't want data slash. You just want the gapminder.
Yeah, you need this to be just slash up here, not slash data. You can go up a directory.
Okay.
Click on here. If you go into data, you're here, and you got to be over here. Because it was specifying that. If you really want, you can go, if you go into here, then you'll have to take off the data. And that didn't work. And I don't think you can do that because it doesn't remember where you are. It doesn't adjust, I don't think. So you probably get them errors, like if I took off, or I put another D in here, and ran it, you get not found, file not found error.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I got the output. Thank you.
Okay, Sean. Give me a thumbs up. How about Greg, Dave? You guys okay?
Yep.
Dave said yes. Greg, you need help?
Having technical difficulties. Just, I'll catch up.
You'll catch up, okay. So that gives you the output of that data. Let's try something else and print the data.low. Now instead of it's I, it's LOC. And this should work. And then we'll put Alabama. GDPR cap. So try that. That's a different way of specifying the same parameters. You can also do a slice. Remember before when we looked at data, you can specify the first index and then put a colon in to do the entire field. So if you want all the years of data, just put a colon instead of specifying what are the numbers. Or if you want, you can just leave off the second one and just specify that you want the first column of data. And of course, you can do it the opposite way and get all the data for and then I did something wrong because I got to put a colon in here. So out of 1952 data. And then it's so smart that you can just specify. Can you specify that? No, you can't. So you get an error if you do the opposite and don't put the colon in to begin with, because it doesn't know which column and row values you want. So I think it's always better just to always include it so that you know it's a double array. So let's select multiple columns. So it gave you all the data between Italy and Poland, and then between the 1962 and 1972, which only includes 1967. So kind of cool that you can work on the strings just like you could if they were variables, numbers, you know. If you were specify 3:5. So did you notice though before now that it includes the RAS value? If you remember from before when you did like 0:5, regular Python is not inclusive of the RAS value. So it excludes that RAS value where the pandas include them. So it's inclusive at both ends, where normal Python arrays are exclusive at the far end. So kind of a little bit confusing. Okay, so you can do some calculations on this. So if we wanted to now, can I do this? No, I can't do that. I want to copy the this, and now let's add something to the end to calculate a maximum value of this data. So that's the maximum of the slice of the data frame. So if you look at this one here, you see it's this value, which is the first one, this one, and these values for that slice of the data. And of course, you can do minimums, just like we did before. And I gotta stop doing that. So, and of course, the data that you do from this, instead of printing it out, if I copy that, let's assign that to a variable called subset. Oops. I want to assign that to the data. So we just subset the data and if we print the data out, should get a good subset of the data, but now we have it assigned to an array or to a variable. Data frame, I guess. So we can do other stuff to this then. Instead of just printing the subset, let's go and find which values were greater than 1,000. All right, I'll make this raw value here and then show you the command to do that. So let's find where the values that are large. And we'll take 10,000. So here we have a true false. You know, here this value is larger than 10,000, so it's true. The other ones are false. So you can do yes, no, true, false type of output of the data. For that. So this is nice because then you can assign this instead of printing it to a value, you can just set it to a mask. A lot of times you like to use the word mask to define some criteria. To the data and then apply that mask back to the data files. And Python likes to use the not a number for a missing value, which I would rather have an actual missing value code in there because it's harder to represent. But you can change that and use that around. So typically not a numbers are ignored by min max averages. So you don't have to apply your mask itself. You can just have the command ignore them values.
Professor, could you scroll up a little?
Am I getting past everybody?
No, I think I just missed a line. A little more? Yes.
So we subsetted the data here?
Yes.
Actually, while we're looking back, I got a question as well. If you scroll up a little more,
yeah,
out of curiosity, when it's showing the max, how do you, like, what if you wanted it to see, because right there it's showing the max values of the three GDP per cap columns, but what if you wanted to see the max by the country? So there'd be one for Italy for those three, one for the Netherlands, one for Norway, Montenegro, etc.
Oh, you want to do the maximum? How about transposing the data?
Oh, okay, yeah. So it's always going to do the max by the column, basically.
yes.
Okay.
I think.
Which I guess makes sense.
Do we dare transpose that? Can we, would that work if you just put a dot T on the, so you have to take the data and transpose it first? I don't know. I should never go off script here and try something. And it's,
Would it be after loc?
Yeah, how do...
So if you had what you had there...
You think it's after the LOC? So,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Is it small T or a capital T that we use for transpose?
It should be data dot capital T.
That's what it is.
So
I use the. There we go. Let's see. Now I got.
No, there should not be any LOC Italy put in that part.
No, I mean I can transpose the data.
Oh yeah.
So I transpose the data like that, and. Then we want to use a locate on the but now you have to go the opposite way because the data now has been transposed, right? And then we need to do, like the other one, we got to do a dot min. Are we doing dot min or dot max?
Either. Okay.
Is that what you wanted, Sean?
Yeah.
So I transposed the data, and then I had to flip my index arrays around, and then took the minimum. So that's a use of the transpose. Any other questions? I'm feeling so good now that I did the code in here to do that.
All good on my end.
All good. Okay. Let's see what we can do for some trying to explain how to do this. So I guess I forgot the gross domestic product is what GDP, I should have that spelled out. So gross domestic product per capita for the different countries. So this is Europe. Let's look at the GDP higher than the average and those that are lower and come up with a wealth score based on the the data from 1962 to 2007 and see how many times the country was above in the upper group, upper percentile. So ones that are above 50% and ones that are lower than the average. I should say the average, not the percentiles. So, so we can create a mask. And so use of masks are very useful in IDL. It's like a where statement where you can apply the mask to your data. So here we want the data above a data dot mean. So we come up with a mask of that data. I'm just going to try to print out the mask higher, show you what that is. So true, false on that mask. So when I use that, I suppose I shouldn't do it like this. So wealth score, apply that aggregate. G8. Aggregate. And, oh, let's see, I got a few things wrong. Mask higher aggregates sum axis divide by length.
I think you have an extra parentheses in there.
I got an extra parentheses. That's what I get for trying to modify my old line. And I can't spell, I just type. D-L-T. There you go. So you get a wealth score, how many of the numbers. So it's a number of times a higher, lower, and it's indexed from 0 to 1. As we normalize by the length of the columns. Some of the wealth scores okay, so here is a problem. I guess the point of this is that with a few lines of code, you can do some pretty sophisticated manipulations for the statistics. And if you don't understand all the parameters and stuff, you can go back and use help to try to figure out what these lines of code do. And that's the idea when you write or read other people's code, is you gotta go back and figure out what it's doing. So anyway, there's a task for you to try is to write an expression to find the per capital GDP for Serbia in 2007. So if you could text me what the expression would be in terms of the location and in terms of the data. To see if he can figure out what that is. What's the print statement? I guess. So print. So it's print data and then something inside the data. So if you want to check your answer, it is so I take it that's is what you should get. How are you doing, Greg? You still having technical difficulties?
Yes.
Yes. Sorry about that. Maybe if we can get the Jupyter Hub working, and then I can see. Ready to go on besides Greg. Maybe we can get that Jupyter Hub working. I'll get that set up and tested for Wednesday. Question. And the reason I asked this question let me ask the question first. So So we have the following two lines of code. And oops. I'll make this. It doesn't work because I use df instead of data, but assume that you're going to have data in here. and you look at this 0 to 2 Alabama. No, that's not Alabama. Why am I thinking that? Bamia is this pull up the data that we've been using. So this is just a text file when you guys are working. I went into it and just double clicked on it so I could bring up the text file and look at the data itself. And you see the first three countries here listed. So does the following two lines of code produce the same output? So why don't you hit me a yes or no on the participants. So yes, they're going to give you the same output, or no, they are not. And I'm showing you. And we can so can you give me the yes or the no? Yes, no. I got thumbs up. Can I clear my thumbs up? Okay. Sean says no. Anybody agree with Sean? Trying to figure out how does this work, DR. If I put a no, then everybody else? Am I going to say yes? Shanko, what do you think? Same or not?
No.
Okay. So Sean, you want to explain why it's no?
Because the first one is going to include the words like country, GDP per capita, etc., right? But the second one is only going to spit out the information for the countries. So I suppose...
If you did 0:3 and then comma 0:3, you'd get the same thing.
Yeah, so it's the difference between inclusive and not inclusive. That's the point of it. So see these three, when you do this one, it's inclusive. And this one's exclusive of the end of the two. That's the point of it. And so it's the way you label them. So you can try that. Okay, so here's another one. Can someone figure out try to run IDX max? So and min. So what are these two functions doing?
Printing out the minimum and maximum of the whole set of data, the entire set.
And then it just prints the object.
Yeah, I mean the country that has the minimum and maximum values every year.
Oh. So, but what's being outputted here? These are not the actual values in the data file, right? So it's not these actual values. It is the actual indexing of them. And you know, they don't do like 1, 2, 3, and 4 indexing. You know, it's not like this is 1, 1, 1, 2. It's actually giving you the corresponding index values. So these are index values of the array, but not in terms of numbers, but in terms of what the numbers represent. So does that make sense? These are the index values.
Yep.
So it's not the actual values themselves, but the indexes. Can you do the per capita for all countries in 1982? So what is the GDP per capita for all countries in 1982. We'll try that value. Okay. Did anybody get that? Oh, I'm not looking at my messages. So something like that, printed them all, indexed the values. A couple more information here on how to get some more help information. So a DIR function, I assigned a value here for potatoes and then printed out all dir, which is gives you all the methods or functions that are available for them. We won't talk too much about the double underscore functions right now. But the public functions or the public interfaces on the list below, which are append, query, and all the way down to sort. So that's how you'll figure out what's available as a function. So you can do something like potatoes, sort. And why did so so you could do that with the how would you do that with the data function you put in that we had before, dir data. And you go down here and look at all the functions that are available that you can get. Lots and lots of them. Good in a medium one. So if you wanted the medium per capita value, it's already there. We didn't have to just add the min, max, and you can use all these different functions that are built in. So we'll stop there. The data frames are powerful. You can index a lot. There's a lot of built-in functions. So you just gotta remember the difference between I locate and actually put in the values. Use the colons to separate them all if you want every one in the rows and columns. And then you can use, when you subset, you get a slice, you can use them for other calculations. You can do comparisons, and masking them out are very important. So the mask function, the operations you can have on the data. So hopefully you can see now where you can read in some data files and do some pretty powerful operations relatively quickly with the data frames. So questions?
Could you please scroll up to the sort command, the line where you write potatoes.sort?
Yeah, I just put it in as one of the functions. I think you have to put in some index values for that. But it's a method to be, to potatoes or a function.
Thank you.
It's just a bunch of them, reverse. I think you Quint, would that work?
Yes.
Oh, it's up like that.
That's what I was wondering.
None. Okay, well, that should give you some of them, and then statistics on the data, and then next time we're going to do plotting some data. So read in the data files, use libraries, use panda data frames to subset the data, get it, and then we'll plot the data. So I will stop there a little bit later today, stop my screen sharing, and we'll talk to everybody on Wednesday, and I'll see what kind of nice backgrounds I can come up with then.